Paul Ramel here for Q92 Radio. Well, coming up June 19th, 20th, and 21st in Granite Falls, Western Fest PRCA Stampede Rodeo. And joining us right now is John Richter. John, thanks for joining us here on Q92.
Well, thanks, Paul. It's nice to be on and be able to talk about our celebration.
Yeah, it's one of the best community celebrations I attend. I really enjoy what you guys do year after year over there. It brings in a lot of people, doesn't it?
Yeah, it sure does. They come from a pretty good area. We get cowboys from over 25 states that come to participate, and it is well attended.
Okay. Well, what's on tap this year for Western Fest?
Well, it's the same thing, the same seven rodeo events. Actually, there's eight rodeo events now after we added women breakaway roping 2 years ago, or last year was the first year, so this will be our second year. So in the rustock events, there's three rustock events: bareback riding, saddle bronc riding, and bull riding. And then in the timed event end, there's steer wrestling, tie-down roping, team roping, women barrel racing, and women breakaway. So we've got 457 contestants entered.
Wow.
And it should be a great time.
Wow, that's a lot of entrants there.
Yeah, it is. Our during the rodeo performance, there's 10 to 13 contestants in each event. And then the rest are all on what they call Slack, which is Friday morning at 9 o'clock at the Lehmeyer Arena.
Okay. Yeah, each night kind of a special night, Thursday, Friday, and Saturday. I believe Thursday's kids' night. Is that right?
Yeah, Thursday night is kids' night. All kids under 11 get in for $1 with a paid adult, and that's always well attended with all kinds of kids around. And then on Friday night, we have first responders night, where they get $5 off their tickets. And on Saturday night is veterans night, which is always great to pay respect to our veterans. And it's same thing. They get $5 off their admission price. So there's something each night.
Yeah, talk about the specialty acts you have this year. Pretty impressive.
Yeah, we have the gentleman's name is Ryder Kinzer, and his wife. They have several acts, and they're very good. They've been around quite a while, and we had them here 2 years ago or 3 years ago, and people really enjoyed them, and so we're having them back again.
Okay, yeah, that sounds fun. Let's talk a little bit, besides the rodeo, the community events going on. When's the big parade, the grand parade?
The grand parade is on Saturday afternoon at 1 o'clock, and it's always well attended. We have the Miss Western Fest Queen Pageant, which is held on Saturday afternoon, I believe at 4 o'clock. Wednesday, the June 18th, is what is kind of Chamber of Commerce Day, and there's a bunch of activities downtown for the kids. The ambulance has a hamburger feed, and that's always well attended, and just activities every day.
Yep, that's for sure. Yeah, it runs Thursday, Friday, and Saturday, the rodeo does, but it actually starts on Wednesday in downtown on Main Street there in Granite Falls, right?
Yes, and it's really geared towards kids and kids' activities. So, recommend bringing the young ones out for face painting and, little rides and just a lot of activities.
All right, and I guess I got to ask you, will Tanner Oss be attending the event?
Yeah, well, I'm glad you asked because, yes, Tanner will be riding. He's kind of our hometown hero. We always call it the Tanner effect for how our celebration is growing. But we know Tanner will be riding Friday night in Granite Falls. So we encourage people to come out and cheer him on.
Yeah, I think Tanner's one of the most successful bareback riders in rodeo, right?
Yeah, Tanner's been to the NFR, which is the National Finals Rodeo, for 8 different times, hoping this year will be the 9th. Last year, he missed the finals by $200. That's how competitive it can be, and we're really hoping he qualifies again this year.
All right, we're visiting with John Richter. And John, are you the president of the rodeo committee?
Yeah, we, myself and 2 other guys, we started the PRCA rodeo back in 1989. And after 2 years, they were gone and I'm still here. But I have a great committee and they do an awful lot of work. I'm more of a figurehead now. No, I still get involved with everything, but I have really a great committee.
Yeah, it takes a lot of people to pull off an event that size, right?
Yeah, it sure does. And it seems like we get a little bit bigger each year, and just hope it continues.
Yeah. All right. Now, let's go through. If someone is interested in coming to Granite Falls, how can they get tickets, and maybe talk about the busing and stuff like that? You know, Lamar Ranch, you drive by it along Highway 212, you can't miss it, but give us some of the specifics, John.
Yeah, but we have parking at the Lamar Ranch. We also have off-site parking at Rockhaven Church, which is just half a mile east of the rodeo grounds. And the rodeo grounds is 1 mile out of Granite Falls. It's right on the way to the Lamar Ranch. And we have shuttles that run back and forth. We have Bennett and Bennett bus service here in town. They provide 3 buses, and it's the easiest way to get in and out of the rodeo. It's to ride the shuttle bus out to the rodeo grounds, and they bring you right back to your car. So it's good parking. And
how can people get tickets, John?
Well, you can buy tickets online. Our email address is westernfestrodeo@gmail.com. And our website is granitefallsprcarodeo.org. You could go on there and get all the ticket information.
Yeah, it's a great website. That's granitefallsprcarodeo.org. Great
yes.
Website. It has all the information you need there, right?
Yes, it is. And you also can call our accountant's office. He's our Hoffman and Brobes here in town, the CPAs. He's our accountant and our rodeo treasurer. And the number there is 320-564-4070.
Okay. And you're on Facebook too, I guess. So
yes, and we're on Facebook.
It's a great event. I always look forward to it every year. Anything else you'd like to mention, John, or recover everything there? You got a lot of sponsors too, don't you?
Oh, we have a lot of sponsors. Obviously, Prairie's Edge Casino Resort, our number one sponsor. They're great people to work with. The marketing manager of the casinos on our Western Fest committee, and Eric does a great job. And we also have Unbeatable Feed, which is a sugar beet-based feed for horses. And they're our other big sponsor. But we've got so many sponsors, it's just hard to name them all.
All right. John, thank you very much. Have a great Western Fest Stampede Rodeo this year.
Well, thank you very much, and I sure appreciate the chance to break up our rodeo a little bit.
Yep. All right. That's Western Fest Rodeo starting Thursday, June 19th. Runs the 20th and 21st in Granite Falls, Minnesota. And I should mention the rodeo starts at 7 o'clock nightly, and the gates open at 5:30. Hope to see you there.